Enumerate the obstacles, can he enumerate the grievances, can he... Then he tells you that this is avidya, we are going on the wrong path. This is how he is trying to guide us. Patanjali, in his Yoga Sutra, is trying to guide us this way. But the four opening sutras have to be understood. Go to the Himalayas, rush to some ashram, we do some japa, we don't eat meat, we don't do this. The road that a girl sails. And if you're structured like a road, why should you do this also? Wherever you are, in the midst of your difficult life, you can still blossom without going anywhere, without doing anything, without being of meat, without doing a various number of things. Because you are structured to blossom like a rose. And if you know only what is suffocating you, and you remove that suffocation, you will blossom like a rose. Understand? We are going to think of what is psychic nature. Because the physical body and the physical brain is half a man. See? The physical body and the physical brain is half a man. Where is the other half? So in our next meeting we must find out the other half. Then you'll find that both the halves have obstacles and hindrances and suffocation. Then we'll go into the process of removing these obstructions with suffocation. And the two together will form a blossoming rose. Understand? And for that I repeat again, there is nothing to be added, there is nothing to be subtracted, there is nothing to be done. By way of ashram, by way of food, build that and that not and that. The easier things of life are most difficult. We easily master the difficult things. But the easier things of life are always we feel that. Just a man sit quietly for 5 minutes, he will know. Just a sit for quietly for 5 minutes, he will know. He will drag his forefathers into his thinking instrument. He won't sit down for 5 minutes. It is the easiest thing to do, to sit quietly for 5 minutes. It's the most difficult thing, the most impossible thing to do. So yoga is easy, very simple, most difficult to understand a person. So let your mind be clear as to what you want to do, in which direction you want to go. In the name of yoga, a thousand paths are being drawn out by different people, each giving the strength of authority. So when you go from one school to another, to third, to fourth, you get more and more puzzled as to which is the right way. Therefore, Patanjali says, only know yourself, how you are structured. Again, everything else. First know how you are structured. When you know how you are structured, then try to know what are your weaknesses. Why they are there. From whence they have come. The Hindu pastors have to fuse with the idea of reincarnation, life after life after life. Is it a fancy? Is it a theory? Is it a fact? Unless you specifically note all these things and put your finger to it, theory means nothing. Theory means belief, not fact, not knowledge, not wisdom. Whatever I have said with you today, with your questions, begin the question. You are confused thoroughly. No question. You are not at a background. Idea is, the thought is formed when an incoming impulse meets the memory pattern. For example, I see you coming on the road. If I distract you, I'll go to the other person. My past memory pattern has made me do that. If I like you, I'll come out like you. My past memory pattern is making me do that. What has happened? There is a union of incoming thoughts. Your picture in my eyes is an incoming impulse. And my memory pattern, whether I like you or dislike you, I have formed a thought and I have reacted already. Either I go to the other foot path or I come here. So, how to separate incoming thoughts from memory thoughts? And I have to separate dreams and self now. We all know that dream, whether we use it or not. And we can call it my dream. But none of us has got a mind we can say my mind. Though we claim that it is our mind is not ours. Just as breath in you is not yours, it is atmosphere. So, an incoming impulse is not your possession, it is coming in. Mind is not your possession, it is coming into you, it is flowing through you. So when the mind flows, it acts with the way. How to separate mind from brain? And to see what happens. So this is what we have to in practice experience. Is it possible? That matter. What are the techniques, what are the practices that will help us to do this? Remember, to take memory away and the whole world is zero to you. The minute you lose your memory, the world is zero. I don't know you immediately. Why have you come here? What meeting you are talking about? No. I lost my memory. Because everything becomes zero to me immediately. How to keep this memory in check? Like a wild dog. It must be chained. Otherwise it's dangerous. First of all, it doesn't go further. So these are the points which the first four sutras want us to understand. If we go beyond the first sutra, that means we will not understand the remaining 191 sutra. Go home, read the three laws of nature, come again next month, with some solution if you have. If you have no solution, don't be discouraged, don't be disheartened, don't get frustrated, then look into it. But try to read the three laws of nature that is given to you on this separate sheet and find out serenity. Unless you know the laws of nature and whether you could bypass. For example, gravitation says everything must fall. Nothing can remain in air. Yet airplanes weighing tons are in the air. The law of nature can be bypassed if you understand the law. So like that, we understand these three laws, we can bypass these three laws. Listen. Steel, iron, cannot float in water. Yet ships, 100,000 ton ship is floating very freely. The law may be there, but understanding the law means we can bypass it. You understand me? So like that, go home, read this three laws, and find out as to how we can bypass it. Do some thinking. If you have not done in all your life, go home and do some thinking. Okay? Your meeting day after tomorrow? 5 to 5? What is your timing? 4 to 5:30. Day after? Tomorrow. Remember that small book with you? I will put you in charge of the senior members so that they will guide you and the good part. So, we meet when now, next month, last Thursday? Last Thursday, how can that be last Thursday? When you take this last Thursday, when are you out? 25th and 27th of next month. 25th is the meeting, 27th for exercise. Okay? Huh? I'm not going to be able to do that.